Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mike Tomlin, I've been on the hot seat for 19 years. Kernel of truth there.
Chris Mueller, no, you haven't been.
Not with his owner, and that's the only person who counts, not with his boss, Art Rooney. I do think true with fans. I think because of who he replaced, the timing of it, his age, his lack of experience, the team he got to work with, I do think there have been people that haven't given Mike Tomlin a fair shake. But I think now, with most fans, he is on... I might even say I think he's past the fan hot seat. I think fans, if I ran a poll right now, even after the Ravens win, do you want to see Mike Tomlin fired at the end of the year? Even after pulling into first place with a lead over Baltimore, what percentage of fans do you think would say yes? Better than 50-50?
Probably like 60-40 yes. There would be some people who'd say, hey, he won the division. I'm not gonna fire a guy.
And if you were, and if you were in charge,
he'd be gone.
He'd be on your hot seat. He'd be gone.
He'd be gone.
What could he do this year to rectify or remedy that situation if you were in charge?
He'd probably have to win like 2 playoff games.
2?
Yeah, I don't even think 1 would be good enough. Like, to just rectify his current standing with me, I think he'd have to win 2, man. Because, like, there's, again, I've talked about scar tissue with the Pirates and their fans and not signing players. It's been a long time. How many teams have a bigger playoff win drought than the Steelers? The Dolphins do. I think the Jets.
Raiders.
The Raiders. They're not
Broncos.
That, Broncos. There's not that many more. There's
Falcons.
4. They were the other one. Their Super Bowl, their NFC title game win that year was their last one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers?
Actually, the Falcons are wrong because the Falcons went to the NFC Championship game.
That same
or went to the Super Bowl that
same
year.
Season.
So they would have advanced
past
the
Panthers.
That sounds right to me. I think
anyway,
that is right.
It's not many. There's not many teams. I think you have to do more than just win a playoff game. Winning a playoff game, very good job, Mike. We're very proud of you. You finally did it with an ancient quarterback. You know, who looks like he was around when the game was invented.
It doesn't sound you'd be very proud of him because you just said you'd still can him.
I'm holding him to the higher standard than just win a playoff game now. Like, you've got to do something fairly dramatic to win me over to this idea. I think there'd also have to be like a visible sign or some sort of basic statement by a very articulate coach that he is changing in some way, shape, or form the way he tries to do his business. Instead, what we get from him are the platitudes about, well, this is how I've always carried myself over 19 years. I always have somebody. I'm always accountable to myself.
But
you're not, though.
Okay, but I do think Sunday we saw a philosophical offensive change for a game.
But is it going to last, I guess, is the point.
That's a great question.
So you get
but
to
at
the
least
genesis
I saw
of,
it happen, and they won
sure.
using it. So if they won using it, why would he be so adamantly against it?
I mean, yes, but we've had this same sort of... You've probably asked that rhetorical question before. We all wonder the same thing, and his answer is always, well, we can't do 1 week what we did the last week because everyone's different in the NFL. I don't know, man. The really good teams tend to impose their will, either offensively or defensively, on whoever they're playing. Bill Belichick famously did come up with a different game plan week to week and change that team's identity like a chameleon.
Yeah.
But the Rams are going to be the Rams on offense and on defense, regardless of who they're lining up against. Would you largely agree with that?
Sure. I mean,
like, they're going to have tweaks.
He's confessed
space,
that
but
he doesn't have a very complicated offense, McVay. He's said as much.
No, I know, but my point is, if you're really good at something too, and you know you can kind of win in the, not win in the margins, but win with little tweaks here and there, you're going to force another team to stop you. Mike seems to get like spooked by the presence of a backup tight end having to play, and then he's going to completely alter the off. Tell Smith to alter the offensive game plan. In his quotes, we might hear this later today, and I don't even think this one is like a necessarily that wrong. He talked about how hard of a run defense day it was going to be when Malik Harrison went out on that scary hit,
who he's barely had this year,
right?
And is new to the Steelers.
So that's kind of what gets me is that he seems, for a guy who talks a big game, to be to like his game plans and his philosophies are remarkably dependent on what he has at his disposal. Like, he doesn't trust his way of doing things next man up. Patrick Queen goes out, oh, well, if our communications hub gets knocked out again, what are we going to do? We'll have to get some foil and an antenna to try to communicate.
Donnie, do you agree with this? That in order for Tomlin to get off your hot seat to not want him gone at the end of the year, he would have to win multiple playoff games?
I would probably put it at one right now, at least to put things at bay. Like, I kind of feel like them winning on Sunday put things at bay for a lot of people. And then you certainly had no shortage of the lifelong defenders of the guy puffing out the chest. You know, everybody tweeting out the gif of him blowing the
kiss.
Like, I can't believe you would ever dare doubt Mike Tomlin in a big game. I mean,
is this more of a shot at media people or Steelers fans, what you're saying right now?
Fans.
Okay.
I believe it's what Ryan Scarpino likes to do, the cap, he a Steeler, cry harder, when he likes to paraphrase the way fans tend to talk to him after he's slagged the team.
So, I mean, if he can actually lead them to a playoff game this year, yeah, I don't think the seat should be scorching hot. I'm not going to come out here after the season and say, yeah, let's get rid of this guy anyway.
So, but, so even if they just make the playoffs, you won't want him.
No,
you
I won't said lead win.
Okay, he's got to win one.
Yeah. Because they could very easily do the same thing that they've done for the last 8 years. They could make it, and then they could lose by 3 touchdowns.
And when that's happened, that hasn't cooled any of the desire for people who've wanted him fired for a while to want him fired. Pony, you're the one who has been, on this show, the longest tenured member of the Mike Needs to Go Club.
I agree.
What would one playoff win do for you?
Well, it would definitely bring him back.
No.
For me.
You're making the call.
Yes. Yeah, it would.
Why?
Because I've bitched and moaned about how that's a mountain that's too high for them for a long time. And if they were to do it, to me, that would be progress and a step in the right direction.
But all you're doing is rewarding him for meeting a lowered standard that he was the main reason became lower.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't think so.
If they had won a playoff game 7 years ago after a couple years, 2 years removed,
right.
You wouldn't, especially if they had won and then lost as a favorite the next week, you wouldn't say that's good enough. The standard has lowered partly because he has been the one lowering
it. Like defining a season is whether or not it was a success or not a success versus should somebody be fired for this are two different things. If you make the divisional round, and you're in the top quarter of the NFL, you're one of only 8 teams that are still left playing, I don't think that's a fireable offense. I just don't. I don't think that that's something that a coach, unless it's like some, you know, like a guy who had, you know, Sean McDermott or somebody like that, or John Harbaugh, who we think has this great quarterback, and you feel like, I need to get rid of this guy or we're going to waste this dude's prime. That's different, but I would have to eat some crow on Mike if they win a playoff game.
But if the ultimate goal is you do want to see a change in how the Steelers essentially conduct their business, which I would think is a fair thing for me to say about your desires for them, him winning a playoff game merely gets everybody to retrench themselves on that side of things.
But my thing to you back on that is, because this is not a long-term solution, and by no means a quarterback situation that can be prolonged maybe for anything more than just an extra year. Like, why would any playoff run make you think that Mike is capable of getting the quarterback position right and stewarding the franchise in the right direction? Even if they lost the AFC Championship game, you're still in theory maybe back to square one at the end of the year. And then what do you do then?
I mean, at that point, even in a wide open year, I'll feel like he's had to have beaten at least one really good team, probably two teams that are going to be favored.
But you're saying,
give him a little more credit.
But you're saying right now,
two is different than one.
You're saying right now, on your proverbial hot seat, you would still fire Mike if they won their first round game and lost the divisional round. Right now, the matchup is Steelers Bills. How do I say fire Mike Tomlin when Josh Allen comes in here, last year's MVP, they beat him? And I'm going to say, well, if he doesn't man up here against the Patriots in Foxborough this Sunday, he's gone. That just doesn't sit right with me.
What if they were to, say, win that first game, bounce the Bills, and then have to see, I don't know, for whatever reason, they end up, like, I don't even know if they could play the Jags. I guess they maybe couldn't. Yeah, they could. Like, the Patriots have a wild card team that wins, and the Steelers get the Jags down in Jacksonville. It's Trevor Lawrence, who I don't think people here view as like a serious operator.
No, they don't.
And he beats the Steelers. I don't think people would feel good, would like leave. They'd be like, okay, you won a playoff game, and then it was there for the taking to get to the AFC title game, and he couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be some disappointment because of who they lost to, but I wouldn't say that's a fireable offense that you beat Josh Allen in January and then lost to Jacksonville,
who
beats you in the playoffs all the time.
Where I'm willing to dig my heels in is I think they are so desperately in need of a fundamental shift in how they do things, which starts with new people calling the shots, right?
Yeah.
That it would take a significantly deep playoff run for me to take my, what I feel are very valid long-term concerns about them and willfully put them off to the side in service of, well,
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.